We have a guest named Mike Antill, who's working for the Chicago White Sox, who has quite a story, and we're going to delve into it following this message. George Kell, my boyhood idol. How you doing, George? Okay, you're fine. Harry Carey back at Comiskey Park. Our guest is Mike Antill, who's working for the Chicago White Sox. They call him MC. How come MC?
Well, I'm Mike the Third, so to avoid confusion around the house, Harry, Michael Charles just got shortened to MC.
Mike, where are you from?
From Syracuse, New York, Harry. I come to Chicago by way of Atlanta. I walked 1,200 miles to Atlanta for a job interview with the Atlanta Braves. I told them that if they'd interview me, well, I'd walk to the interview. So it took me 50 days, and unfortunately, down there, my reception was less than warm. And after they offered me a groundskeeper's job at $2.90 an hour, I decided to call Rudy Schaefer.
Before we get talking about your call to Rudy Schaefer, now, was Atlanta the first team you called? I would imagine your ambition has been to get connected with some team in sports.
Well, the Braves had always been my team, and over the years, maybe because the Braves have lost so much, I've grown to defend them even more. And it finally got to a point where my desire to work for them grew to the point that it drove me 1,200 miles.
Yeah. You actually walked the 1,200?
Walked every step of the way.
And how long did it take you to do it?
50 days. I left on Valentine's Day. It was 16 below zero when I left, and I got down there April 4th.
Did you have a sign on your back?
My sign said Antill's March on Atlanta, and it wasn't to be confused with Sherman, who burnt the town down. I just wanted to set it on fire a little bit.
How many shoes did you wear?
Just the one pair, and I've got them on right now. They're like bedroom slippers now. They're broken in so much.
You mean no holes at all in the bottom of them?
No, the holes came in my feet, unfortunately. Yeah, I was hospitalized for a couple of days there, just south of Syracuse with blisters.
I was just wondering, you know, you should have contacted some shoe company. Yeah, that would be a great testimonial to walk 1,200 miles without even wearing a hole in the bottom of your shoes.
Well, to be honest, I did an awful lot of that 11th hour negotiating before I left, and unfortunately, you know, I had to build up a little credibility first, and I still might get in touch with a shoe company whose shoe I wore.
Well, now, why was it necessary to walk 1,200 miles? A very personal young man like you, a college man, a good education. Why did you have to walk 1,200 miles to attract attention in order to get a job with a baseball club? Because from the years I've been in the business, it seems to me that most of these clubs could use some young brains in their front offices.
Well, Harry, I think it was a matter of the amount of competition, and I had to do something to rise above that, or at least move a little bit to the left of that. And I really think that I succeeded. I called some attention to myself, and although it didn't get me a job in Atlanta, it did get me a position up here with the White Sox.
Well, now you say when you got to Atlanta, of course there must have been a lot of publicity about this. Why weren't they receptive to what they knew you were attempting to do?
Well, I believe, Harry, and this is speculation on my part, but I think that maybe Ted Turner felt a little upstaged. And I didn't mean to do it that way, and I didn't want to come on too strong, but they were getting an awful lot of calls about me from newsmen along the way, and not just people like, you know, small town North Carolina or Virginia papers, but some major dailies had called them.
All right, now you called Rudy Schaefer. Was that, you say you called Atlanta first because you'd become an Atlanta fan because they lost so much. Now, are you implying that you called the White Sox second because they second lost as much?
No, in the whole situation, the Braves were the team I wanted to work for. But in retrospect, if there was one man in baseball I would have wanted to work for, it was Bill Veeck. And therefore, I feel very fortunate to be here.
Did you get a chance to talk to Bill at all after talking to Rudy?
I spoke with Bill. We had a cup of coffee. And to be honest, Mike confided with me later, Mike Veeck, his son, that my father still questions your sanity. He thinks you're a nice guy, but he goes, anybody who'd walk 1,200 miles, he's still a little bit leery of.
In other words, anybody as nuts as you deserve to work with the White Sox, right?
Well, you know, some people think I was nuts. I just thought I was determined.
What now? Here you are in Chicago. What kind of work are you doing? You're getting paid more than $2.90 an hour. And what is your future? And where do we go from here?
Well, Harry, I really I don't want to say how much money I'm making just because I don't know how much I'm getting. Right now, it's just I'm just trying to do the best job I can. I'm doing a little bit of everything, and I've gotten enough responsibility that I am really sinking my teeth into the job, and I'm enjoying it, and don't mind working the long hours. And, you know, just as long as I have that dollar every day to get back and forth on the L, I'm all set.
Well, Mike, you ought to feel right at home because there's so many young people like you here with the White Sox, headed by, of course, Bill's son, Mike Beck, who's in charge of practically everything connected with the ballpark, Dave Schaefer, and a lot of other, Kevin Barry. So you're all kindred souls.
Well, I'll tell you, Harry, you know, when I first walked in here, and my first reaction to Mike Beck, here's a kid walking in with jeans and a T-shirt and a couple days' growth on his face who introduces himself as the owner's kid. Now, down in Atlanta, everybody's in three-piece suits, and it's all very formal, and yet the professionalism here, it just oozes from everybody, from the people in the kitchen all right down to the frame people. And I'll tell you, down on the field, we've got an awful good team. It's got a lot of potential and a lot of talent. But the real talent in this organization is right up here in these offices, and I'm very impressed.
Mike, what do you think you have to offer? I mean, you have some ideas that you think could be the teams could use?
I think that what I have to offer, first and foremost, is my desire. You know, if they told me to walk through a wall, I'd find a way to do it for them. And I do have some ideas. And what's nice about my situation is that I have a platform for him, because Mike Vecca listened to me, or Danny Cohen in sales, and we have meetings all the time, and it's so informal around here that you just throw something up and we'll just sit around and talk about it for a little while. But I think my strongest
selling. I don't like you use the language just throw something up.
Excuse me, especially now in the proximics of the kitchen here, but. I just think that my strongest point is my desire right now, Harry.
Well, a great story, Mike, and with that sort of a desire, I know that you will reap some of the benefits that such desire should lead to. Thanks so much for being our guest. From Rusty Jones, as a small token of our appreciation, a Zenith AM-FM stereo portable radio, another quality product from Zenith. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Harry. And listen, let me tell you one thing, too. It's a pleasure to meet you. I've listened to you for years through the static on my radio in Syracuse, and it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much. Mike Antill, who now is employed by the Chicago White Sox, the young man who came out of Syracuse, walked 1,200 miles to get a job with the Atlanta Braves. That didn't work out too well. They kind of gave him the cold shoulder down there because he wasn't exactly dressed, I guess, in the three-piece suits. And now here he is with the Chicago White Sox, which has got to point out the fact that the White Sox might be the most democratic team in the major leagues. We'll be back now with more following this message from Rusty Jones.